WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Residents of Bryan's Northside returned to the city council to ask for improvements.
Larry Gilbert says he's been asking for the same thing since 2007.
Martin Luther King, Gary Park, Sadie Thomas Poole. 8 years back, let us know, where are we at on the list? Is it any kind of way we could get moved up on the priority list?
City Manager Keene Register told the council to expect the latest list of capital improvement and parks projects at one of the next two meetings.
It goes over the $52 million we have in CIP, the $165 million that was added to the five-year CIP.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come up with what we're going to do with that. There's a fairly large delta there.
Register told Councilman Mike Sutherland he's waiting for a consultant's findings on what it'll take to fix all four city pools.
We'll call a consultant tomorrow and see if there's anything we can do to hurry him up. Certainly don't mind doing that.
Well, could we do that by the last meeting in February? Could just do a...
As soon as we get the report back? Okay. That next council meeting will have it on the agenda.
Last August, the council told Northside residents repairs would be made to all the city pools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Changes are coming to the free shuttle bus service, getting Texas A&M football fans on and off campus. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council that Post Oak Mall has ended its agreement with A&M Transportation Services.
Post Oak Mall, we were parking something like 2,000 or 2,500 cars on there. 3,500, 4,000 space lot. We were pretty well consuming all of their parking space.
Lomax says that opens the door to shuttle service between Kyle Field and downtown Bryan's parking garage. He says they're looking to finalize new locations for the Get to the Grid service by May in order to start publicizing the change. Brazos County commissioners have unanimously approved closing two railroad crossings near Welburn. Not many attended yesterday's meeting, and no one spoke when given the opportunity. Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman represents the district where crossings at Straub and Wade Roads will be closed as requested by Union Pacific.
It would divert a lot of traffic if Straub were closed. South Dowling is a problem, a big problem, and I've pointed that out to the public. That's in the city limits of College Station, and I keep emphasizing that point.
UP will build a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail, and TxDOT has pledged support to improve the intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Welburn Road. A BTU phone scam, first reported last May, has resurfaced over the weekend. Accounts manager Mike Connor says the fraudulent callers are asking customers to quickly render payment or services will be disconnected.
First of all, we never call residential customers. We will call commercial customers, but that would only be during normal business hours.
Connor says the bogus calls are typically coming after business hours, and about six people have reported the attempted scam since Friday. If you receive a call that you suspect is a phone scam, contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 6:09 and 40 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normangtractor.com.
Considerably cloudy for today, with temperatures only reaching 40 to 45 this afternoon. Clouds are likely to persist across the region tonight. Lows will fall back to 35. A cloudy start to tomorrow, but as the day goes on, sunshine will develop. It'll reach 50 to 55. Clear skies tomorrow night with lows of 30 to 35. High pressure leads to more sun on Friday. Highs anywhere from 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where Mississippi State has kept their perfect road record being defeated now for 2 years. We'll have more on that with A&M basketball. A&M swimming and diving cleaned house. They've got five awards coming to them from the SEC. And the Dallas Cowboys have inked two coaches, two contracts. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Well, and that guy who's an assistant coach for A&M remembers some of those kids since he coached them over there. So anyhow, Another stellar crowd last night. I see it read.
Faye.
Didn't watch a whole lot of it.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Hasn't won a conference game.
Yeah.
The last 16 times they've tried.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's get on the plane and give it another college try, right? Yeah.
Hoorah.
Prosecutors in Post Falls, Idaho, had police arrest a 9-year-old boy who failed to appear in court to answer the charges that he stole a pack of gum. County prosecutor said that he now regrets that his office sought the arrest warrant. Yeah, at what point do they do the math on that? I mean, there's got to be somebody in there who's got a calculator on their desk. The boy was arrested and released January 9th. Prosecutors sought the warrant because the boy had missed 2 court appearances. Well, he probably didn't get a note to get out of school, right? Hi, I got to take the afternoon off to go to court. So, Post Falls police chief says that his officers were legally obligated to arrest the boy who was taken to juvie. The chief says, howsomever, we did not handcuff him.
Because they didn't have any small enough.
Right. He was not searched. He was not put in jail. He was just basically given a ride. Oh, well, there you are then. It's gonna be a
good, good. Can you imagine the cop drawing that detail?
Yeah, the 9-year-old.
You want me to do what?
Information.
Yeah, we have a suspicion that he's at the school.
Yeah, we think so. He's playing right now, but yeah. Think about, hey, Johnny, how was your day at school? Oh, it was okay. Billy got arrested, though. Huh?
They got a bolo on the playground.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
6:13, it's day 14 of the year. Yes, it is. It is the 14th of January. It's Organize Your Home Day. The whole home?
The whole house.
Oh, man, I should have taken today off.
I was going to say, you got to call in to work. Why? I got to organize my home. Huh? It's Dress Up Your Pet Day. There are some out there who like it.
Yeah.
Not many.
Probably ask permission first.
Yeah. If it's a dog and it's tucking its tail, it does not want to be a part of this. It really doesn't.
No.
It's like, you know, you got a dachshund, you go, oh, we're bringing out the Oscar Mayer bun again, huh? Okay. That one lacked humor about the third time you tried it, Charlie. Anyway, it's also Ratification Day, the anniversary of the act that established U.S. America as a sovereign country. Never heard of that, quite honestly. Ratification Day. And today is was Kite Day. Today is not so good a day to be doing the kites. You know, earlier this week, maybe over the weekend, we had some wind. But, you know, if you don't have wind, you just end up running along, dragging that thing on the ground, which is
yeah,
not a lot of fun. All right, so anyway, what do we got for birthdays?
Pitbull celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, your kid, you're going to be at the rodeo.
Yes, he
is. Yeah.
Dolly.
He is 34.
Solid? Did you say solid?
I said Dolly.
Oh, okay. All right.
In the most Americanized version of that.
Yes, it was, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Jordan Ladd is 40 years old. That's Cheryl Ladd's daughter. She's one of the Scream Queens, been in a lot of horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Dave Grohl from Nirvana, the Foo Fighters, and Morse, 46. Jason Bateman, also 46.
Funny guy.
Yes.
Funny guy.
Very funny. LL Cool J is 47.
Really?
Zach Wilde is 48. He's the guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne. Dan Schneider is 49 from Head of the Class. Mark Addy is 51 from the soap opera with swords.
Yeah.
Steven Soderbergh is 52, who's done a movie or two. T-Bone Barnett. Now, you may recognize the name. He's the guy that put all the music together for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Well, and other stuff.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but he did that movie that won the Crazy Heart.
Mm-hmm.
He did Crazy Heart. All right, go ahead. Anyway.
Carl Weathers.
Oh, yeah.
Most would know him as Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies. He's 67 today. Faye Dunaway is 74. Julian Bond is 75. He's the chairman of the NAACP. And Jack Jones from The Love Boat is 77.
Oh, you missed Shepard Smith.
Shep's birthday today.
Shepard Smith, yes. 51 today. Starting to look it.
A little bit.
Had those, you know, boyish good looks for a while, and now he's getting into that, I guess, middle age.
He's sad today, though.
Oh, why is he sad?
He's a big Mississippi State guy.
Oh.
He's from Mississippi.
Excuse me, Mississippi State in basketball? Just have a sad season, huh?
Truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As world leaders and millions of people rallied in solidarity in Paris over the weekend, one leader notably absent, Barack Obama. Nor was Biden there, nor was Holder there, nor was John Kerry there. But let's see, the Prime Minister of Israel was there, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron was there. The French president was there. I guess Obama had more important things to do. He was watching football. Talk about a stunning statement of priorities or lack thereof. Now, this is not the first time that Obama has missed the mark. Now, the day after the terror attack in Benghazi, Obama made a statement, jetted off to Vegas for a big fundraiser. And also, Obama recently thought it was appropriate to make a statement about ISIS and the beheading of James Foley. Minutes later, he hits the golf course. It is embarrassing. It's humiliating, but the world is finally beginning to get it.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief. Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 618. So, Black Labs, you know, for years when we've had folks here from the Humane Society, I mean, they have Black Lab mixes more than any other. And we know it. Black Labs are everywhere. And Black Labs are happy-go-lucky, would that be it? I mean, certainly don't end up on the high up on the smart scale. But this is kind of a cool story. Black Lab named Eclipse just likes going to the dog park in Seattle. So if her owner takes too long getting ready, finishing his cigarette, whatever, the bus arrives. Eclipse climbs onto the bus solo and rides to the stop. The dog and her owner, Jeff Young, live near a bus stop. So what happens is Jeff says that his dog sometimes gets on the bus without him, and he catches up with her at the dog park, just which is like four stops away. Bus riders report that she basically hops into one of the seats next to the strangers and watches out the window for her stop. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
My dogs know when we're getting to the driveway. We get to the driveway. They you know, I got two of them who get it. They understand.
Mail's here.
Yeah.
Mail's here. Mail's here.
We're home. Good things are going to happen. But anyway, it being a lab, I find interesting because, again, not the smartest dogs out there. I mean, lovable and all that kind of stuff. But so there you go. Story of Eclipse in Seattle. And, again, he's finishing his cigarette while the dog hops on the bus. I got things to do. I got exercise to do. You're back there smoking that, okay? There you are. It's 6:20 out there.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Citing stagnation in Europe and Japan and a slowdown in China, the World Bank today downgraded its forecast for the global economy this year. It also reported that world economic growth came in below expectations in 2014. The bank predicts the world economy will expand 3% this year, while the U.S. economy will grow 3.2%. Facebook has begun placing warnings over videos posted to its site stating their content might shock, offend, and upset if viewed. The alerts prevent the videos from automatically playing in feeds unless they're clicked, unlike other clips. The site's also preventing graphic videos and photos from being shown to any user who has identified him or herself as being under 18. Investors that attempted to force Caesars Entertainment's largest operating unit into Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Delaware are up in arms about rumors the company wants to file its own bankruptcy case in Chicago. Caesars could file for Chapter 11 protection as early as tomorrow. On Wall Street, futures indicating modest loss this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Suddenlink wants to remind you they've got new numbers that you're going to like. They have the fastest speeds in the area with speeds up to 100 megs available in Bryan. And Suddenlink's new minimum speed is 50 megs. That is 16 times faster than your DSL. And if you're not a Suddenlink customer and DSL is your only connection, it is time to make the change. Stop by the local store and find out the whole story, or you can go to suddenlink.com and get more information. Now, also, in addition to that fast internet, which is just $35 a month, you can get SL200 HD TV for as low as $37 a month, and also home phone for $15 a month. Yep, you can cut that landline. You don't have to do that because Suddenlink can provide phone service for you, and you get to keep the same phone number, and your equipment's still good. And it's a great deal. I've been doing that for years. Now, in addition to that, you'll find live pay-per-view events that are available in HD every month. And you get a lot of new releases, sometimes 28 days before Netflix or Redbox. For instance, the video-on-demand movies, Fury and The Judge, Annabelle, The Box Tops, Drop, all of those are this month. And they have pay-per-view events as well. And they change every month. It's a new addition for you every month. So there's more and more reason for you to get in touch with Suddenlink. But again, most importantly, the kind of speeds that you are getting from Suddenlink, pretty danged amazing. So go to the website. It's easier than ever to sign up right there at suddenlink.com or stop by the store on 29th.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Guys, the next time you forget an anniversary or your wife's birthday, just tell her this, and then get ready to sleep on the couch and run as fast as you can. You are biologically predisposed to forget stuff. No, really. Last year, a study of 37,000 people in Norway found that men do tend to be more forgetful than women, regardless of age. It's still not clear why, but there are three more weird benefits of being a woman besides memory. Women have a better sense of smell than guys do. A recent study found that women have like 50% more cells in their olfactory bulbs, which is the part of your brain that tells you stuff like smell. It's not clear why, but one theory is to detect pheromones. Women are less likely to become alcoholics. It might have to do with the feel-good hormone dopamine. A recent study found that when men drink, they produce more dopamine than women. And finally, women are less likely to gain belly fat. And that's not just good for self-esteem. It's also good because the closer your fat reserves are to your heart, the more likely you are to develop heart disease. Men and women truly are different. No one is better than anybody else. But in this case, Women are up 4-0. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Man, we have just had crud weather. But if you just got to get out and shoot and you're one of those guys, kind of like I am, where you just, you know, every now and then need to go out and make loud noises, you can do that at the Gun Corps Training Facility. Concrete pads so you're not standing in mud, all covered so you can shoot while it's raining. Two pistol bays, one with metal targets and a long-range bay to boot, plus a pro shop that has everything you need, including ammunition, so you don't have to make any trips off the range when you run out. They also offer classes in concealed carry and handgun and long rifle proficiency. To find out more, go to gun-core.com or you can make your way to their brand new location on Texas Avenue, and they'll tell you all about it. They're in College Station in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across from the Kettle. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.
626, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, we'll get to 44 today. More importantly, we may get to see the sun tomorrow. Definitely will on Friday, but 44 today, 36 tonight, about 55 for tomorrow. Then we'll get around 60 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a little chance of showers tonight at about 20%. A lot better than what we've been doing. Winds are out of the north right now at 977% relative humidity. Wind chill is 34 with overcast skies. We're looking at 40 degrees right now.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Who better to ask for marriage advice than people who have been happily married for a long, long time? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your returns.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit usps.com/returns.
What if you asked people who have been married a long time what they think is the key to a successful marriage? One thing you would hear is,
think small. And this really struck me. Almost all of us, as we look at problems in our marriage, we think of big ticket items.
Carl Pellemer, author of the book 30 Lessons for Loving, surveyed 700 married people who have been married a long time.
The oldest Americans, looking back after 50, 60, or 70 years, say, your marriage is made up every day of hundreds or thousands of tiny micro interactions. And what you've got to do is make as many of those little things as positive as you can.
And one simple example is to simply be polite.
You know, we start to feel so comfortable in marriage that we feel comfortable being awful. They say use the same kinds of politeness that you use on the job or in church or in a store.
The smallest surprises can have a transforming effect on your relationship.
A good example is they say if you've got a rigid division of labor, do your partner's chores spontaneously. So if the dog is scratching at your bedroom door at 6 a.m. on a cold and rainy morning and it's your partner's turn to walk the dog, go do it. You know, they say this pattern of lots and lots of small positive things is the key to keeping the spark alive over decades.
Tomorrow, more secrets to a successful marriage. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included an exchange over the performance of the police department.
In the end, the council agreed to meet with the police chief on an individual basis. That's after Mayor Jason Bayinski challenged Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena about why they added to the agenda a request to learn how the PD would handle situations similar to what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, along with riots and terrorist attacks.
Gentlemen, have y'all lost faith in our police department and our police chief?
Have we done
I mean,
that?
When I read this, I feel like you've lost faith in Chief Buskey. You've lost faith in these officers here that are here to protect us. You're actually putting them at risk.
Sutherland and Pena both said they have not lost faith in Chief Eric Buskey.
This is not micromanaging. This is us learning what's going on in our town so we can relate it to our citizens.
It's never my own agenda. I always have the citizens. I have a town meeting every month, Mayor, and these are some of the issues that come out of that.
They also want to know what's being done to recruit more minority officers, the department's discipline policy, and what's being done to acquire body cameras, which the chief told the council they're working on a recommendation for cameras. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For 10 years, Texas A&M football fans have been able to get free parking and a free ride to Kyle Field. This fall, those wanting the Get to the Grid service will have to park at a new location.
We were so successful that Post Oak Mall invited us to not come back next year. So we are now looking for another park and ride lot location.
Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council they're interested in using the downtown garage that's operated by the Brazos Transit District.
But I think we're looking for two spaces that are somewhere in that same 2,500 space size.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who asked Lomax why the downtown garage wasn't used last season, supported the city subsidizing free parking.
I feel like that's going to be a good thing to all the downtown merchants. I'm not against paying for that parking at the garage if it gets them a route to there.
Lomax says more than half the spaces at the mall were used by those taking the shuttle. Union Pacific Railroad's request to close two crossings south of Welburn has been approved by Brazos County Commissioners. County Judge Dwayne Peters repeated, if the crossings at Wade and Straub Road aren't closed, UP won't build a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail.
That will force the traffic to go to South Dowling or to Rock Prairie or maybe even further north.
Commissioners saw few in the audience and none spoke before the unanimous vote. Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the district where this is taking place, was the only other speaker.
We're not closing any roads. I've had people say, well, I'll have no way out. We're not closing roads. We're closing crossings. The proposal that we're looking at today is, in my mind, the best thing that we can do for the residents that live in South Brazos County, west of Union Pacific Railroad tracks.
The next step for the county is acquiring the right-of-way to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN. After the new crossing opens, then UP can close the others. The railroad has not announced when construction will begin on a side rail affecting that area. Voters in Grimes, Washington, Burleson, and the remaining counties that are part of Texas House District 13 will deal with the runoff. That's after none of the four candidates received a majority to succeed Lois Kohlkorst of Brenham, who is now a state senator, finishing the term of Glenn Hagar, who was elected state controller last November. Two Republicans combined for just over three-quarters of the vote in yesterday's special election. Austin County Judge Cindy Bilski received 43%, and Caldwell attorney Leighton Schubert captured 33%. On the first day of the state legislative session, House Speaker Joe Strauss overwhelmingly won a fourth term in the leadership job following the first contested race for the post since 1975. Strauss defeated Scott Turner of Frisco by a margin of 127-19. Among those voting for Strauss were Brazos County Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. Phone scammers are targeting BTU customers again. Accounts manager Mike Connor says this phone scam is much like the one reported last May.
They're just calling and telling they're from BTU, and they're saying that if you don't pay within 2 hours, you're going to get disconnected, and it's always after hours.
Connor says BTU never calls residential customers, and when they do call commercial customers, it's always during regular business hours. He says six people have reported the scam since last week. If you receive a suspicious call, you can check the validity by contacting BTU or the Bryan Police Department. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Before Gerjot, New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when she wanted space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gerjot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call, 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and cold for today, with temperatures up to 40 to 45 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, lows near 35. It'll become mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 50 and 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 30 and 35. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M getting their first SEC win of the year. We'll have more on A&M men's basketball. The A&M swimming and diving team, both men's and women's, garner 5 awards in just one day. Dallas Cowboys ink a pair of coaches and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 13, 14 minutes or so.
We normally would talk to Charles Swartner today, but he's doing caucus things at 8 o'clock, so we'll start that up next week. As far as things in Austin, we will talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. You know, the term backbench has always been part of the political nomenclature having to do with, okay, you're new here, go sit down back there, and when we want to hear something from you, we'll ask you, or we'll poke you if we want to vote, but aside from that. Well, things are changing, apparently. You know, they tell the story that when Senator Ted Kennedy became a U.S. American senator, he had to wait a year and a half before he actually got up on the floor to make his first speech. And it used to be a big deal when that kind of stuff would happen. Well, Tuesday, lawmakers were just starting work on the GOP plan to block the implementation of Obama's executive action on immigration, which is a big deal for the Republicans. That brought in some new members to jump right up and get in the debate, which was, you know, kind of cool. Tom Graves, who is a Republican from Georgia, spoke, and there were three other members who were new who spoke right behind him. So that's kind of interesting that they're not waiting like they used to. I guess they want to make an impression on their constituency that, we really are here and speaking.
Well, I think, and some of that is the, judging by what I've seen so far, the blowback of hiring Boehner again.
Well, and yeah, that's
they want to prove, no, really, I'm doing stuff. I got to do something because I made a stupid vote.
We will. Well, and again, it's we will talk to Bill Flores this morning about. I think a lot of people were concerned that this was going to happen, that the Republican Party is starting to splinter, that the Republican study committee that Bill Flores chairs is not conservative enough for some people, a little bit too cozy when it comes to party leadership. And the voice out there that has been saying this for a long time is Roe Labrador, who's from Idaho. And I'll ask Bill about this morning, because you know what? Roe Labrador gets on TV. I mean, Fox has him on. He's out there. He is speaking for that portion of the Republican Party. And, you know, that's fine if you've got the voting majority, but if you're gonna, if your group's gonna splinter, then you're gonna have a problem being able to actually get the agenda forward. Which again speaks to what you said, Kevin, the fact that that's true. Some of the things that and that's what Bill had said when we spoke to him last week, is that the dissension, if you will, or the displeasure with the speaker is something that should have been voiced back in November. Of course, the makeup of the House was not exactly what it is now, and so that may be what makes the difference. And again, that's something that we can talk to him about, as he seems to be rising in the leadership tree in the Republican Party. Then those are some of the things that he can speak to. But you know, what Labrador did to get people ginned up was, he said, quote, "I believe over time there have been some RSC members," that's Republican Study Committee members, "who have wanted to be more of a debating organization, but some of us came here to push a conservative agenda, not a K Street agenda." And, of course, K Street is where the lobbyists are. So, again, we'll ask him this morning his thoughts.
Maybe it's more of an American Idol approach to politics.
I'm listening.
Well, you just get up there on stage and you do your bit and people vote you in or out.
Well, sure. I mean, that very well could be.
Because when Ted Kennedy was in, there wasn't Twitter. There weren't these public platforms. These people are already known quantities, so you didn't have to strike at the right time. Or you really have more of an established persona before you get out there and make your first speech, so to speak.
The cycle of everything has sped up. I think that's probably true. Hello.
Yeah, speaking to the November speak up about who you wanted for speaker, the new members who've been elected weren't even in office.
Exactly. No, you're right. That's what I'm saying, is the makeup of the House was not what it was back then. And again, we'll talk to him about that this morning as we discuss that. And the thing is, I mean, he's not going to fight Boehner's fight for him. Boehner has to do that. But Boehner has to re-earn that job, or that re-earn the loyalty of those most conservatives, because if he needs to hold a block together to get the Republican agenda forward, then, you know, he's going to have to do what he has to. If he survives, this is a weird story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The guy's name is Michael Hoyt, okay? Michael Hoyt was a bartender. He was indicted last week on charges that he tried to poison John Boehner because he thought John Boehner was the devil. WCPO Radio in Cincinnati reports that Hoyt had called 911 back on October the 29th, and police made contact with him. The complaint in the case says that Hoyt told a police officer he had been fired from his job at the Wetherington Country Club in Westchester, Ohio, where Boehner is a member, and didn't have time to put something in Boehner's drink. The complaint read in part, quote, "Hoyt told the officer that he was Jesus Christ, and he was going to kill Boehner because Boehner was mean to him at the country club and because Boehner is responsible for Ebola," end quote. The complaint also says that after being fired from the country club, Mr. Hoyt said he heard voices from his car radio telling him that Boehner was the devil.
Okay. So there you go. You got that going for you.
The president, it is, you know, that.
And at this point, his vote counts as much as yours.
Yeah, well, and again.
No, he'd be a inmate.
Yeah, but, yeah,
but right now.
Not until he's convicted. He can still vote.
True,
but
fair enough.
But again, he was mixing drinks. What if he mistook you for John Boehner?
I don't tan enough.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, the House kicked off a two-hour debate yesterday on the funding of Homeland Security. Again, we'll talk to Bill Flores about that, but also there's some amendments in there as well. They'll be talking about those later on this morning, expecting some sort of passage by noon today. What they're trying to do also is defund the immigration order that Mr. Obama has put forward. And you know, they started debate yesterday on the XL pipeline. I don't know, in the Senate. I don't know how that all went. I turned on the television yesterday. Can you tell I'm a loser to watch C-SPAN? Well, they were voting on something from Sheila Jackson Lee. It's always fun to watch those.
We have our own little nerd.
Yeah, I know, little political nerd thing. They did a series of 2-minute votes, which is what they do on amendments.
Speed voting.
Yeah, it's speed voting, and I mean, just
immediately, doink, there's 147 votes against it. Just boom, instantly, because, you know, it's the Republicans and it's Sheila Jackson Lee. So one of the other things I noticed that actually Congressman Floor is in the news quite a bit. He was quoted as not wanting to comment on the reports that Mitt Romney may run yet again for president of the United States. And there have been some members of Congress who really have commented and pretty much saying, been there, done that. They're talking about how this guy, Romney, could not relate to middle America, could not relate to those people making $30,000 a year. He lost that by 28%, so they're saying these are not the kind of numbers that you win elections with, so he's not the guy. Could it be any worse than this? The Indiana man who had Mitt Romney 2012 campaign logo tattooed on his face in October of 2012 says he won't support Romney this time around.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
yikes.
When the guy tattoos you on his face and then says, maybe not. Because of the news out that he is considering the bid, he first thought, well, maybe there is something in it. But he quickly realized that he did not think that Romney could win. And the reason is because, quote, he's going to say something later on to mess up. You're waiting for him to shoot himself in the foot. It's going to look real good, and then, bam, something. He screws up. Hartsburg, Eric Hartsburg, paid $15,000 by an anonymous Republican eBayer to get the tattoo. Since the 2012 election, he's had two laser treatments to remove the now-faded tattoo from his face. I had a quote from Romney. I'm going to see if I still had it. That was years ago. I think we've gotten a new computer since then. He was talking about how he loved Michigan because all the trees were the right height. Do you remember that? Yeah, I'll have to see if I can dig that up later this week. Yeah, he did. That's what he said, and how he, you know, loved being in Michigan. Anyway, all right, it's six. He did. I know. I've got it. I just have to find it.
That's so weird.
I know. You're exactly right. It is.
Mr. Feldner, ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Need to send someone money? If you have a Brenham National Bank debit card and know the person's email address or cell phone number, you can send it instantly with PeoplePay from Brenham National Bank. No need to sign up, just do it. Ask us about PeoplePay from Brenham National Bank. We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's a question we all hear this time of year. Can I prune my shrubs back, and if so, how far? It seems we're all guilty of buying plants that eventually grow too large for their surroundings. Rejuvenating old shrubs, it requires patience. I'll help you develop it right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The answer to the question, can you prune old shrubs back? Sure, you can prune them back, but will it do anything to solve the problem for more than one growing season? That's my question back to you. The answer ultimately comes from the plant's potential height as determined by the genetics. It's unreasonable, for example, to prune red-tipped photinias to 4 or 5 feet tall when they want to grow 15 or 20 feet tall if unpruned. Eventually, they'll get tired of the pruning and will thin and die away if the disease problems don't kill them first. So your first responsibility will be to know how tall a plant would grow naturally. It's probably reasonable to maintain a plant at 60 to 75% of its potential mature height. So let's use Nellie R. Stevens hollies that might want to get 15 to 18 feet tall. By that measure, they could be maintained at 8 or 10 or 12 feet for many years. Not to depart from the topic, but it does need to be mentioned that red-tipped photinias are most commonly pruning abused plant in Texas. As another limiting feature, I alluded to it a moment ago, and that is Entomosporium fungal leaf spot. You know, even dwarf shrubs can become supersized. You plant them because they're small, but they don't stay small. Boxwoods, dwarf hollies, and nandinas may outgrow their surroundings. Pruning is obviously an option in trying to retain them, but how much can you trim them at any one time? It's usually best when doing major trimming of shrubs for the first time to trim them back no more than 30 to 35%. That means you could take a 3-foot dwarf Chinese holly back to a couple feet tall. However, you'll need to do it one branch at a time using hand tools, not power equipment. Lopping shears work especially well in trimming woody shrubs since they allow you to reach into the centers of the plants and pluck out the unwanted branches. At the same time, you'll be able to leave some of the smaller external twigs and the much-needed foliage that they'll retain. Try to maintain a natural shape to the shrubs rather than rounding or squaring them. Dwarf Yaupon hollies and boxwoods have very small twigs, so branch-by-branch pruning probably isn't plausible. Use head shears to trim them back by 20 to 25% just before the new growth begins in the spring. Let that new growth develop without further pruning, and you'll end up with a very attractive, natural-looking, rounded shrub by April. Nandinas get a specialized type of pruning. You need to aim to remove the tallest 1/3 of their canes completely to the ground each winter. So if you have 12 canes, you want to cut 4 of them completely to the ground every winter, and they will then rejuvenate and keep the plant full to the base. Lots of great things to talk about with pruning. I'm Neil Sperry. Invest for gardening success in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Alex Caruso scored 21 points to lead A&M to get the first Southeastern Conference win, 74-70, over Mississippi State last night. Now, the loss extends Mississippi State's conference skid to 16 games, which ties the school record, and the Bulldogs have lost 21 straight on the road. Matter of fact, the last time they won on the road was 2 years ago. Now, the Bulldogs made a game of it, making 3 three-pointers in the last minute. A&M managed to make their free throws, however. The guys made the shots late, according to Coach Kennedy, but they struggled some at the beginning of the game.
This is the SEC, and they're not going to be a lot of easy games. And I thought we got frustrated at the end of the first half by missing free throws, by missing a couple layups, and by Mississippi State really playing well.
Aggies back on the road this weekend as they make the trip to the Pelican State to face LSU Saturday. Tip-off for that game is at 11 a.m. Last week's strong effort in the pool by Texas A&M Swimming and Diving resulted in 5 Aggies earning Southeastern Conference weekly honors. Senior Sarah Henry is the swimmer of the week for the ladies. Sophomore Maddie Hudkins is the SEC Women's Diver of the Week, and freshman Miro Castillo was the Men's Freshman of the Week. Burrell Castelladio is the Women's Freshman of the Week, and Tyle Herschel is the Men's Diver of the Week. Not a bad haul. At least 2 members of the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff are being rewarded following the team's first divisional title and playoff victory since 2009. A person with knowledge of both deals told the Associated Press that Dallas coach Jason Garrett has agreed to a 5-year contract and defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli also is returning on a 3-year contract. Here's coach Jason Garrett.
I really believe that we've built something here that we're all proud of, and we're all excited about taking the next step with this football team. I think we have the right kind of guys on our staff, the right kind of guys on our team, and we're excited about the opportunities and the challenges ahead.
The Cowboys won the NFC East with a record of 12-4, beat Detroit in the playoffs before falling to Green Bay. The Ohio State University has an abundance of talent at quarterback. When you start talking about the NFL and your third team quarterback who's only started 3 games heading that direction, here's Urban Meyer.
It's kind of cool to be sitting here using the word NFL next to Cardell's name. I will tell you this, he could play in the NFL. He certainly has a talent. Is he ready right now? That's a chat I guess we'll go have at some point. Probably not here in front of everybody.
Ohio State's quarterback Cardell Jones told reporters in Dallas that he doesn't think he's ready for the NFL, but he and Coach Urban Meyer would have that discussion in the future. He became the number one signal caller by the Big Ten title game following injuries to Braxton Miller and TJ Barnett. Over to the hardwood, the NBA has suspended Brooklyn Nets big man Kevin Garnett for 1 game and fined Houston's Dwight Howard for their part in an altercation in a game played Monday. The league says Garnett initiated the altercation by headbutting Howard, who was fined $15,000. Garnett will miss the Nets' next game against Memphis, which is actually tonight. Monte Ellis scored 6 of his 28 points in OT and added 10 assists, and the Dallas Mavericks beat the Sacramento Kings 108-104. Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle gave a lot of that credit, however, to Rajon Rondo.
He was great, real aggressive. Thought that his defense on the ball set the tone for the game. Got us off to a great start, and then we slipped late first quarter, and the second quarter we struggled. But he made a lot of great plays tonight, made a lot of great defensive plays, and the three was the obvious one, but made a lot of big passes, too, that were, right on time, right on target.
Down the road in San Antonio, John Wall scored 25 points with 8 assists last night in the 101-93 Washington Wizards win over San Antonio. The Spurs have sputtered a bit this season, hampered by several injuries. Head coach John Popovich says San Antonio still has a shot, though.
I don't think anybody's that great. Golden State looks different from everybody, obviously, because of their record, I guess. But still, I think anybody can beat anybody else. Top 10, 12 teams in the league, it's anybody's ballgame.
And finally, in the NHL, John Klingberg scored 2 goals in a 4-goal second period when the Dallas Stars rallied from 2 down to beat the Ottawa Senators 5-4. Trevor Daley and Eric Cole also scored in the second. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Hoping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early